This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, 7 after the hour, DJ V Show. Hi, I'm Doug with Jennifer and Victoria. Doug, Steph, and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the round robin of ideas that come through the radio speaker or however you listen to us. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington puts together a lot of the great sounds, and they become a podcast at djvshow.com. Meanwhile, there are trending items. Jennifer, you have the honors to come up with the first one.
Oh, it's not hard to come up with this one because it's been trending for quite some time. But the Hawaii volcano death toll is now over 600 homes. Those are 600 homes that have been destroyed by lava. The satellite images on this, I don't know if you guys have had a chance to see, but when they do side by side, the satellite images show beautiful green Hawaii on one side of your screen. And then on the other side, it is now the new version of Hawaii, the Big Island, which is just covered in this gray and bright red mess that has wiped out entire neighborhoods, homes, vacation land, properties are now gone. And this is the most catastrophic event in modern state history, according to the Hawaii County Mayor, Harry Kim. He lost his own home. We talked about that earlier on. And he said that this march of magma has just been overwhelming for the island. It started in May. There is no end in sight. And there's now a memorandum in place that freed up another $12 million in immediate disaster relief to help the island. That money will pay for overtime for police, fire, public works, and civil defense personnel, and it also provides funds for equipment needed to evacuate more people from the island and for rebuilding. So what makes this so unique is that when you have a natural disaster, typically it comes and then it goes. This is just continuing on and on and on and on, and truly a display just of Mother Nature's strength and power, and it puts everything in perspective, that's for sure.
Yep, and it does. The Guatemalan situation, disaster management agency there, is not doing its job because all those people who have died, what, about 100 people?
Those images have died, are heartbreaking.
A couple of hundred are missing. This thing's been going on since last Sunday. The Guatemalan officials say that the country's disaster management agency needs to be shaken up. Sounds like FEMA maybe has an arm down in Guatemala.
Yeah.
Sergio Camañas, head of the National Coordination of Disaster Relief, or whatever they call it, sat down with leaders of the Guatemalan opposition. See, they have, every country has politics. You have to wonder, when I see stuff like this, all right, you know, the whole business about the G7 and the fight about tariffs and all of these things, my mind goes into a place that then people scratch their heads about me. Remember the song Imagine that John Lennon had so much success with? And the premise is that there are no countries, no boundaries, no religions. And yeah, you look at these, what I see is artificial. Why can't we all get along? We have to have some sort of management. There's no question about that. And so look at the way we do it. Just take our country as an example. We have management of our little towns and cities. Then we have management of counties. It's individual and independent. We have management of states, individual and independent. Management of countries that are independent. And we go around, there are 198 countries or something like that around the world. They all have their own management. And all of the conflict is caused by the fussing and fighting of people not wanting to give in or give over. I understand that. So if there wasn't any, maybe this is too simplistic, but would there have been a Hitler? Would there have been any wars? Or would it just be people in their nature would fight with each other, so this is just an extension of people in their nature? I don't have an answer. I'm asking the question because as you look around at the inefficiencies of how people handle problems, one wonders if they don't become more inefficient because of the sort of disjointed way we run things. But it's just human nature. I mean, looking down at Guatemala, they have exactly the same problem with their what their brand or what their FEMA agency is all about. The guy's an incompetent nincompoop. And the government seems to attract people like that, no matter where the government is. So is there a way around it, or is this just the way it is?
It's a good question. I think there's a fair bit of human nature, and there's a fair bit of this is just the way it is, but I don't know.
Yeah, it just seems, I mean, you look at all of the things going on, this whole business about Trump and the G7 and the tariffs and the Chinese, and all of the Chinese going to build up their war machine and explosions in Iraq. I mean, look at around what's in the last 24 to 48 hours, and there would be no reason for a newspaper, I suppose. What would we talk about if there weren't the things that we talk? Think about what we talk about every day. Trending, sir. Even if it's we talk, you know, sometimes about personal relationships, and is that more important to each of us individually than wondering or worrying about what the governments are doing with a focus on the personalities of the people that run them?
Well, it's a fun idea to think about. If we lived in utopia, what would we talk about?
What would it be like, right?
Yeah.
But you know what? It takes a story like, okay, so like the Hawaiian volcano or, you know, like we're talking about, it takes a story like that to realize we get so caught up in the idiosyncrasies of our government, right? These small things that do not matter and these little things in our life that don't matter. And then you have something so gigantic like 9,000 earthquakes and a mile and a half delta flow of lava. And you think, I have no control over that. The government has no control over that.
Yep. Right.
That's something way bigger than the rest of us. And I guess that's why that story draws us in, because it puts it in perspective. You have no control over that. You just have to wait and see what happens.
Well, what do you have control over? To think about it that way, there's very little in our lives that we have control over, going back to whether it's the natural disasters that you're referencing, Jennifer, or whether it's our relationships with the boss or whatever goes on in our personal lives, our health and well-being. I mean, in a sense, you have control over that, but you don't have control over everything that influences you, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. We make choices, but some of them are made for us, and I don't know what you can do about that. Maybe get a headache.
Well, you learn in therapy that the only thing you really can control is how you react to things.
Yes, right.
So, yeah.
Exactly. Quit while you're ahead. In a manner of speaking. Speaking of the French, a French swimmer. We were talking about the French and the G7, in case you didn't get that reference, and Mr. Macron, and we didn't make reference to the back and forth between...
Is that his name?
Him. Macron? How do you pronounce his name?
Macron.
Macron.
So there's this French guy who's begun an attempt to swim across the Pacific Ocean.
Ooh.
Take him through the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, raising awareness of plastic pollution. Ben LeCompte has set off from his starting point in Japan, trying to swim to San Francisco, which is 5,500 miles away. Good luck, Charlie. Can you just imagine somebody swimming the Pacific Ocean? There must be.
He's already done
boats
the Atlantic.
With him. Yeah,
He became the first guy to, he's 51 years old now, but I think when he was in his 30s, he was the first one to swim across the Atlantic without a kickboard. So I guess someone else had already done it with a kickboard.
That there are boats?
There are boats with him.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
but that garbage patch, though, the reason he's targeted this, because he's from France, the garbage patch in the Pacific is three times the size of the country of France.
Yeah.
Now, that's, this like, stuff, take that in. That's how much plastic is in the ocean that's killing marine life. That's just horrific.
We have, I think, talked about in three or four circumstances this year alone where beached whales and marine life like that comes up on shore and dies, and they do an autopsy, and they find tons of plastic, bottles, all kinds of debris in the stomachs and the lungs of these animals. because there's so much there's no regulation in the middle of the ocean as to what these ocean liners can do. So they just dump all this stuff in the middle of the ocean. And beside that, there's stuff that gets thrown into the ocean from the shore, and the currents pick it up. The currents are such, it's sort of an interesting crosspatch here. There are currents in the Atlantic that go from the North Sea in England down to Daytona Beach, and they carry with them a stream of garbage. And then there is the Pacific that sort of isolates in a large mass, as you're just suggesting, the stuff that's in the ocean. It's the currents bring it all together and somehow or other have allowed them to concentrate in this one huge area. But it is a disgrace, more than a disgrace.
Yep.
It's killing the planet. This plastic should be outlawed. Nothing.
Well, we talked about straws. Yeah,
last night the drink I had, I picked up the straw and took it out.
But the problem is that straw and every straw, they're not recyclable. And so these straws, no matter what, even if you put them in a recycling bin, they end up in a landfill or they end up washing out into the ocean or rivers. And if you've ever, if you understand how bad that really is in the context of the oceans and marine life, there is nothing that will break your heart faster than seeing straws stuck in the nostrils of sea turtles where they cannot get them out and it literally becomes a part of their bodies. It's just, it's horrific. The plastics that are in the oceans are killing the fertility of fish. So they can't even reproduce. It's horrible.
It's unnecessary. There's got to be a better way. 16 past the hour on the DJV show.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Severe nausea. So bad you think you might just vomit. If these statements describe you, and you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, you might qualify for a clinical study that tests a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212. That's 844-902-1212. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day, so you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
It's
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Entertainment news at 23 and change at the hour here on the DJV show with Jennifer and Victoria. The Environmental Protection Agency taking issue with the stars of the HGTV show,
Fixer Upper.
Not Mixer Upper. Okay.
Chip
and Joanna Gaines paying a $40,000 fine as part of a settlement with the EPA. Their episodes of Fixer Upper, where the Gaines violate supposedly the Toxic Substance Control Act, lead renovation, repair, and painting rules related to home renovations conducted without adequate lead paint protections. The show depicts the couple renovating homes near their hometown of Waco, Texas. So Magnolia Homes agreed to pay the $40,000 fine to the EPA and complete $160,000 worth of lead abatement work around Waco. I don't know, the lead-based stuff bad for you for sure, like asbestos, but at what point does the zeal take over with the practicality of lead paint and the problems? I remember when I was a kid in school, I used to chew on the lead in the pencil. The pencil was painted with lead paint and it had lead in it. And I used to chew on it. And I'm okay.
Are you?
Oh, nice. All right. So is this overkill or not? Is this appropriate? And it never would have happened had they not been so silly as to put it on television, I suppose. Right? Under the circumstances.
Well, it's kind of interesting to get busted by having people watch your show.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Anyway. All right, next, music, 25 after the hour. Bob Marley's eldest son, Ziggy, teamed up with Paramount Pictures to develop a picture, a biopic about his father, the reggae. That too. So that's what Marley brought to the world. He died when he was 36. He came from Jamaica, tough beginning. Then he became a big star thanks to his often challenging songs about love, oppression, faith, like One Love, which is what you hear in the background here, Three Little Birds, No Woman, No Cry, Redemption Song, War, songs like that. He died after a slow, steady rise that began in 63 with his band, The Wailers. It took him through a middle, I think it was in the 70s. I remember playing his stuff as a jock in the 70s. And that's when reggae became really popular, right?
Wasn't it? It just makes you happy, doesn't it, though? Like, you can't be sad when you listen to reggae.
Happy music.
No, man. Everything is peacing out here.
Exactly.
That makes me unhappy a little.
Well, this will make you happy, Jennifer. Luke Bryan teasing a possible Katy Perry collaboration. Two of them worked together on American Idol, trying to figure out how this would work. So how does
this
work?
Is this a good thing or no?
That's the question, I guess.
I think I'm just not a fan of Katy Perry anymore, so that's why I go, ugh. I mean, I'm sure the result's going to be good. Luke Bryan does great stuff. Katy Perry is awesome with her pop music, so I'm sure they do a good collaboration, but ugh, I don't know. She's just so...
I agree with you. I'm so over her.
Well, she was... It didn't work, although it not worked enough for American Idol to come back. By the way, have they said whether the same judges are coming back next year on American Idol?
Haven't heard.
The same bunch?
Luke O'Brien. Same cast, maybe.
And Luke Bryan got paid $3.5-4 million for his being a judge. I think the same went to, what's his face? And so then
she got
$25
million. No, she got $25 million. Ryan Seacrest got 15. She got 25.
Right.
She's not worth it in my book.
How in the world, do you judge it? She got a good agent, though. I'll give her that.
Yeah.
I'll bet that Luke Bryan, all three of them, the two that didn't get enough money, probably crank up their value in the renegotiation. 28 past the hour.
In today's automotive news, Subaru launched their full-size 7 and 8 passenger SUV called the Ascent. It was designed for America and is built in Lafayette, Indiana. The Ascent comes with Subaru's famous symmetrical all-wheel drive. And with only a 4-cylinder engine, I was expecting less power and less dynamic driving. But the opposite was found. The Ascent has the ability to tow up to 5,000 pounds and makes the perfect road trip vehicle with 19 cup holders. It starts at $32,000 and is my choice for a perfect family vehicle. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He deserted from Kirtland Air Base in Albuquerque 35 years ago. Now the former Air Force captain who had top clearance is in custody in California. The Air Force Office of Special Investigations says Captain William Howard Hughes Jr. is being held at Travis Air Base in the Bay Area after his arrest a few days ago. Before deserting, he had top-level security clearance for his work at Kirtland in the planning and analysis of NATO command surveillance systems. A lot of summits in the news lately, including the Kilauea Volcanoes summit where another explosion occurred.
The Hawaiian Volcano Observatory said the explosion was equivalent to a magnitude of 5.4 and sent ash plumes into the air. Activity was also reported at fissures 16 and 18. They're also predicting another small explosion to occur within the next 24 hours. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The hour here on the Trending DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen, trending with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the control. There's more than one, right? The control.
No, just one button that I press for everything.
One button. Push that button. There we go. Okay. So we were into our discussion of pollution, plastic, that sort of thing. We focus a lot on plastic. But I noticed in USA Today, the focus on recycling boxes is some. The reason I'm bringing this up is because these are the sorts of things that we never really think of. They're right in front of our nose, and they're so obvious, but they become so much a part of our lives that we don't really think about the use of plastic bottles. I'm drinking water from a plastic bottle, plastic straws, and then, with all the online shopping, people ordering things from Amazon and who knows who else, I get boxes at my house every day. Dog food came this week, a new cartridge for my printer, little boxes, big boxes, but don't all of us, as we order things, don't you have, how often during the week, Jennifer, do you get things delivered to your home or your office? Think about it.
Well, at least once or twice a week, for sure.
Yeah.
Every week.
And what do you do with the boxes when you're done?
Rip them up and put them in the recycle bin.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about you, Victoria? How many boxes of deliveries do you get a week?
Probably three or four different deliveries. Dog food and groceries and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, we do the same thing. We have to, we're in New York, so we've got pretty strict recycling rules. So we have to break all the boxes down, flatten them out, you know, and then bundle them up, and then they go out to the recycling center.
Americans, according to this study, are sending more corrugated cardboard to the landfill than to recycling plants because we're not thinking about it. We throw it into the garbage bin instead of the recycle bin. The smaller boxes that go into the, and I'm guilty of this myself. I think about it a little bit, although most of the boxes I use for fires, to start fires, fireplace, we have a big furnace at the barn in the wintertime. We pile up the boxes and use them to start the fires. But last year, 300,000 fewer tons of corrugated paper were recycled. So think about that in terms of the immense size and how much stuff. I'm going back to the plastic and what we waste there, and the cardboard and what we waste there, and, you know, maybe paper in general, the newspaper print that the USA Today is printed on. What happens to that? What do you do with that when you're done with it? Or anything. Paper that I use, I like to have a lot of the material in front of me that I work with as we're on the air. Is not so much I have two computers in front of me, but I also have printed material, newspapers, that sort of thing, magazines. So are we aiming to feel guilty about this, or ought we feel guilty about it? Or is it just part of, oh, well, you know, it'll sooner or later get used over again because it's like ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Cardboard comes from trees, and so it goes back into the earth. But does it really? Where does it go? What are we doing with all this stuff? And what are we creating with these huge mounds that we have of garbage in almost every city, these landfills? I think it's a travesty, frankly. This stuff isn't all burned. They have scrubbers. They've developed scrubbers they can put on the incinerators. But there's, you know, it's, some of the stuff goes too far in terms of what I believe regulations that control businesses and individuals is what they can burn. Well, there really aren't any. I burn.
Wouldn't there be some sort of a filter, right?
That's what a scrubber is, a filter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That
gets
just
the particulates out of the, you know, out of the stuff that doesn't burn well. You see,
that seems to make a lot of sense. And I'm not one for burning, but if you filter the residual smoke from it, then that makes sense. Why have stuff sit in landfills or pollute the oceans? I think you're right on that. Someone needs to start a company that just does that.
Yeah.
Travel around, pick up people's junk, and burn it.
The people who are the protectors of the environment, I believe my real definition of conservative, I've had this conversation with Jennifer before, conservative means to save. Conserving. That's what real conservation, all these words that come out of the same derivative. It's really what conserve means, to save. And you can apply it to money, you can apply it to the planet, you can apply it to your life, whatever you want to apply it to. But in this case, I think conservation efforts sometimes go too far because we let the crazies who have no common sense take over our thinking, and therefore they push their agenda and get things into laws that are impractical. And now, but who's to decide what's practical? Do I think getting rid of plastic is a good idea? Yes. Some people would say that's over the door. Look at all the plastic we use. Well, there's got to be some way of coming up with something else. We're a smart bunch. We ought to be able to come up with something clever, maybe something made out of hemp. And that gets put into it. There are all kinds of things that we could discuss, we could evaluate, explore, but the plastic thing has become so easy that we don't really look at the impact, the ramifications of using all this stuff. It's killing the planet. That's what it's doing. You want to conserve or save the planet? Sooner or later, Mother Nature's just going to have a big burp, and all of this stuff and the people that have created or the things that have happened, like, they're just going to be expunged because the planet's going to survive. Mother Nature will survive. Whether we do, are we being irresponsible? I mean, I think sometimes we go overboard with some of the stupid regulations that have come from the likes of the EPA, but then the other things that come around, And this, the focus on the box, not to make us feel guilty, but what do we do about fixing the problem? Is there another way to ship stuff other than in boxes made out of cardboard? Again, I go back to hemp, because that's going to be, in the next century, the hemp business is going to be a phenomenal. You think that marijuana and all of the ancillary uses for it and how it's going to, you know, change, in a manner of speaking, the landscape of our society? Well, that's nothing compared to what hemp will do, because hemp has so many benefits and no real distraction. It's very easily biodegradable. Use it for medicine. Use it for clothing. Use it for just you name the application. But I'm sitting here thinking, if I can sit here in a radio studio and come up with ideas on what to replace boxes with, God, somebody who's in that business ought to be able to do it. But we have become very wasteful, very, in the name of convenience. So what do we do? All right, I've said my piece. Ladies, what do we do?
I think for me, it's always about, instead of regulations or rules or making things disappear, I just think as people, we need to clean up our own space, our own companies, yep, our own house, and just
yep, start
be responsible home with ourselves. Yeah.
When Charlotte was alive, she used to rip up all my boxes, and then they'd get burned in the fireplace. And it looks like my new inheritance, Miss Daisy May, is cut out of the same cloth. I left a box downstairs because she sleeps down in the den. And I came downstairs the other morning, and the box was ripped to smithereens. So that maybe that is the way to get rid of
thing.
It. Yeah, I think it might be. Yeah. But, Victoria, what do you, you're into, you understand the recycling mentality. Some of the things that we are doing is makes a lot of sense, and some of the stuff isn't making any sense.
Well, you know, the thing that bothers me, a friend of mine, actually, a few years ago, we were kind of joking about it, but it's got some merit. There's a huge percentage, and I don't want to make up a number, but it's a very large percentage of peanut butter jars that don't actually get recycled because there's still peanut butter in them. And so my friend said, you know, we should start a company where we collect peanut butter jars and take them to dog shelters and let the dogs lick out the peanut butter. It's kind of a win-win, so the dogs get a treat. And if you've ever seen a dog lick peanut butter out of a jar, you know it, there's nothing left. They don't leave a trace of peanut butter in there.
I see.
But there are things that we can do. I just think you've got to start in your own house.
Yep. Oh, yeah. You have to. Us talking about it gives us something else. It's just another tool. Having a conversation. There's nothing guilt. There's no guilt attached to this conversation at all. It's just practicality. What do we do to fix the problem? 43 past the hour on the DJV show.
Next. You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. Whee! Oh, you melted me. I've melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
See what you've done. Oh!
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram tablets for $2. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or you can call 800-601-0310, 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast, but the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
26 after the hour, DJV. Now, the Trump-Kim summit is scheduled for Tuesday. There are a lot of people who now think it may be very successful. It could help a whole lot. And that Trump could even invite Kim to the United States if things turn out well. Isn't it interesting to see how this thing turns around? And is it all part of the theater, you know, the animosity? When I look at the personalities involved here, everybody likes to throw mud at Trump, and this, I don't even like to discuss the personalities, I just want to see stuff get done. But when you understand how this guy works, he's a businessman, and he's used to being a tough negotiator, and he pushes people around. That's what he's done in his business world, and he's known for that. And that's what I see. Every time something like this comes up, now it's the G7, and they're angry at him, and blah, blah, because he doesn't do things like everybody else. Not that that's good or bad. I'm not doing a value judgment here. I just think it's fascinating to look at the reaction of people. And, well, you know, this whole business with him and Macron. How do you pronounce it?
Macron.
Anyway. And now, you know, and all the barbs he threw at Kim, and we're going to blow the world up, and now the guy's going to talk, and we're going to invite him to the United States. I just see it almost as child's play. And the reaction that people have, the children who are running the news media, and their reaction just to get everybody else worked up, we have become very naive. I'm not, this again, not a value judgment about the guy or his tactics, but when you look at the things that are being done and the successes, because there are some successes here, don't we look back a little and say, well, maybe we should wait a minute or two to pass judgment before, you know, everybody says, ah, oh, this is terrible. Look at that guy again. So, again, it's not protection. It's just, what do we do to make it better? Back to making it better for everybody. Any comments quickly?
It's hard not to look hypocritical sometimes, I think, with politics when people judge people differently. And I think we see that. The light's been turned on, definitely, at the kind of hypocrisy that goes on. And look, if you don't like him, you don't have to, but you can acknowledge the fact that we might be in a better place with North Korea today.
Yeah, under the circumstances. All right, food for thought, 10 before the hour here on the DJV show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hour now, as we get into what's going on in the world of cars, the automotive, that whole section, segment of our society is so important to the economy. And with us now is our friend Nick Miles, whose website, ourautoexpert.com, is traversed by millions of people every year. Find out what's going on with him and what's going on in the car world, more importantly. So Volvo says that a third of its cars are going to be self-powered or self-operating in the next 10 years. Is that right? Do I have that right?
Yeah, I think they're talking about having self-driving cars, and a third of them. I think that's pretty ambitious, actually, Doug. I think there are one thing that they're overlooking is legislation. And we've talked about this before, but I think when you have a self-driving car, just by the very nature of a self-driving car, they don't do things like get parking tickets, or they don't do things like run red lights. And so the municipality is going to start to see their income disappear. But I think governments are going to resist self-driving cars because they can't penny-pinch on the driver. But I think it's a nice ambition for those people who don't have driver's license, like the elderly and people who have disabilities. It's great to get them into vehicles, but I think they're ambitious. And I can assure you, I think you feel the same way, that my car keys are going nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not giving over to some robot, I'll tell you that, because I find it fun. I drove down to New York yesterday, and I haven't driven long distances for a while, and I find myself, I have a decent car, and I enjoy riding and listening to the radio and thinking, and I like that time to myself when I can do it. And this is something that is uniquely maybe American, I don't know. The other side of this, though, Nick, is wondering, okay, they can project that they want to build that many cars. Do they have buyers? Is there any poll anywhere of anyone in any country that suggests that there is the kind of demand that they're trying to create for these things? Is, in reality, the public going to go along with this?
I think they are. I think the reason that they are is because we're thinking about us a lot of times, and I'm definitely not giving up my car keys like you, but there are this huge audience of people who aren't able to drive right now. And there's also, I mean, look, if you're driving an Uber or a Lyft or a taxi, you better start to worry, because that's the sort of first job that's going to be disappearing to a self-driving car. So the truth is, it's probably not going to affect you, me, and your listeners who get into a car every day and drive to work. It's more likely to affect those people. So you're going to start to see self-driving cars doing jobs that are easy to replace. And there's going to be a lot more of those sort of car, instead of doing things like renting a car when you go to a different city, when you fly into LA, for instance, renting a car, yep. You'll just have this sort of this autonomous taxi turn up and pick you up at the airport and take you wherever you want, and then there'll be another one when you need to go to dinner, et cetera, et cetera.
But what happens when I just want to exit, just a spur of the moment, I got to go down to the store and buy something? What happens then?
Yeah, and I think, again, those taxis will be there. They will be there all the time, and because they're running 24/7, and there'll be lots of them, and they're not on the driver's dime, there'll be lots and lots of them available, and they'll be running and delivering UPS packages when they're not taking you to the store to go grab something. But again, I don't know if you will be actually driving to the store anymore. I think the store will be coming to you. That's probably the future. There'll be a little mobile store and stuff. However, there'll still be stores for you and I to get into our big V8s and go roaring to.
They'll be both. I'm for that. So I was thinking this as I drove to New York from Boston yesterday. The number of SUVs I did on the Merritt Parkway. I was looking at the cars. All of a sudden, I thought about something you and I talked about a few weeks ago: the dismantling of the sedan and everybody wanting SUVs. So I started to be conscious of what was on the highway, and pretty much every car I found the sedan to be the exception. Most everything that I'm looking at driving down on both sides of the road are some form of SUV.
Yeah, 67% in the first 5 months of this year, Doug, were SUVs and sold in new cars. And one of the reasons that people have a hard time getting into these SUVs is they're a little more expensive because there's more metal, they're a little higher off the ground, they're usually a little more technologically advanced. So what's ending up happening now is companies like Nissan are putting out their new Kicks, and they're putting it out for the same price or less than a second-hand car, a sedan, that you could buy. So they've got stuff like these SUVs for a price starting at $18,000 and topping out at $22,000. And so what's ending up happening with this is there's a lot of people who couldn't get into an SUV are getting into an SUV now because car companies are bringing the price down. But, yeah, look on the freeway the next time anybody drives. You're going to see a huge amount of SUVs.
Interesting exercise for sure. Nick, thanks as always for your help here. OurAutoExpert.com. Nick Miles on the DJV Show.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.